Dr. Penske dictating a mail IME on June 29 regarding Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, DePasquale, D-I-P-A-S-Q-U-A-L-E. Barry DePasquale is a 70-year-old male who reports he was injured in a work-related motor vehicle accident on 2/22/16. But as a result, he believes he sustained a severe concussion and neck sprain. Appeared to go to Brick Memorial emergency room afterwards. Appeared he then received conservative care with medications. Appeared he relates he continues to see Dr. Grice, G-R-E-I-S-S, for said medications. Appeared in your paragraph, as per his claim petition, Mr. DePasquale alleged on 2/23/16 he was involved in a motor vehicle accident resulting in head injuries with post-concussion syndrome as well as neck with neurologic and psychiatric residuals. Appeared in your paragraph, treatment records show on 3/29/18 he was seen at JFK Johnson Rehabilitation Institute by Dr. Grice. Appeared this was follow-up on rehabilitation. Appeared he needs status post-concussion treatment. Appeared he was seeing Dr. Miller for headaches. Appeared he was taking Ritalin in the morning and afternoon and finally got approval for infusions therapy. Appeared he was taking Wellbutrin. Period. He had a history of sleep disorder and BPPV. Period. Dr. Grice evaluated him and diagnosed post-concussion syndrome. Period. She was concerned about his complaint of issues with memory. Period. He had difficulty with word finding today on exam. Period. MRI of the brain with and without contrast was ordered to evaluate intracranial pathology from possible worsening memory and balance. Period. On 1/12/21, this MRI of the brain was ultimately done. And its results to be inserted here. Period. These results are actually taken from Dr. Grice's progress note of 1/20/21. The brain MRI was done on 1/12/20 and revealed bilateral subcortical foci of abnormal increased signal intensity, evident on FLAIR and FSE T2 weighted images, representing non-specific white matter changes likely secondary to ischemic demyelination. Period. He remains symptomatic with cognitive issues, forgetfulness, and multitasking. Period. At his last visit with Dr. Grice on 4/19/21, she ordered a neurology consultation to rule out Parkinsonism. Period. New paragraph. He was seen by Dr. Miller at JFK Neuroscience Institute on 2/19/19. But he was taking nortriptyline, Aimovig, Trexamet. Period. He noted improvement in his headaches on Aimovig. Period. Abnormal findings on exam were significant tenderness in the neck and occipital region, but exam was otherwise unrevealing. Period. Dr. Miller then ordered an MRI of the cervical spine and referral to Dr. Carnau, K-A-R-N-A-U-G-H, and to physical therapy. Period. He saw Dr. Miller again on 3/4/19 period. He discussed the source of the neck pain and occipital pain. Period per the patient, he did not have neck/occipital pain prior to his work-related injury, but they began immediately after his work-related injury. Period on 7/10/20, Dr. Miller referred him for evaluation and treatment of bilateral occipital neuralgia. Period, new paragraph. On 5/7/21, he was seen by Dr. Gupta, G-U-P-T-A, at their sleep disorder center. Period. It was noted he had already been treating with this group. Period. He continued to be on auto CPAP, tolerating the pressure well. Period. Compliance download for the period 10/5/20 through 11/3/20 was satisfactory in terms of usage, nights per month, common control of mask leak, and control of respiratory events. Period. However, usage hours per night could improve further. Period. She made adjustments in the settings for his CPAP device. Period. Follow-up with Dr. Gupta was rendered through 5/7/21. Period. He reviewed his latest sleep study and recommended follow-up with his primary care physician for a full 12-lead EKG. Period. Her diagnoses were moderate obstructive sleep apnea with apnea plus hypopnea index, parentheses AHI, close parentheses of 18.5 hours in general, comma, an O2 saturation nadir of 86%, an O2 saturation less than 90% for 7 minutes, or 2.6% of the total sleep time. Period. She recommended the 12-lead EKG, as well as sleep initiation and maintenance insomnia. Period. She expressed the February 2015 MRI with contrast done at Brick Hospital was within normal limits after the accident in February 2015. Period. However, those reports were not currently available. Period. He did have the compliance of his CPAP usage again done from 11/2/21 through 12/1/21. Period. Physical exam. Head, eyes, and ears. Normal neurologic. He was alert and oriented to time, place, and person. Period. Speech was clear and coherent. Bridge cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Period. A positive Romberg maneuver and ataxia to tandem gait. Period. He was able to perform finger-to-nose testing satisfactorily. Period. He was unable to stand on one foot. Period. When doing Romberg maneuver, he leaned back on the table for balance. Period. The rest of that neurologic is normal. Extremities, upper normal, spine, cervical. Active flexion was 40 degrees, comma, extension 35 degrees, comma, bilateral side bend at 20 degrees, comma, rotation right 45 degrees and left 30 degrees. Period. Was tender at the paravertebral musculature bilateral in the absence of spasm, as well as the left trapezius and suboccipital musculature in the absence of spasm, but not on the right. Period. Was tender in the midline at C7. The rest of that section is normal. Thoracic is normal. Go back to neurologic. He ambulated with a broad-based gait and his legs rotated externally. Period. Impressions. Paradipasquale was injured in a work-related motor vehicle collision on 2/22/16, as marked from my earlier report. Period. Since that time, he continued under the care of Dr. Grice at JFK Rehabilitation Institute. period, he also had neurologic and sleep specialist consultation. The period, he was diagnosed with obstructive sleep apnea, treated with CPAP. The period, he evidently underwent MRI of the brain on 1/12/21. That was within normal limits. The period, next paragraph, this case continues to represent the same amount of permanent disability and causation as marked from my prior report. Period. That is the end.